Yay! Somebody said yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, you ready?
I am indeed ready.
Well, wait. We're not necessarily ready yet.
Why?
I need to turn up some volume stuff
here.
Oh,
fucking A.
And I need to check.
Hear you, okay. Julian.
And I'm kind of worried because I didn't hear any.
Oh, God, Ricky.
There we go.
Okay. There we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragdoll.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky. And probably Julian. And maybe Nicole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you are downloading. This will be episode 257 and 258.
Correct.
Today is January 24th,
2010.
Oh, you fucked it up already.
I know. God
damn it. Hey, Pudding Cup. I want to say hi to everybody in the room. Let's see. We have Julian. Hey, Julian.
Hey, Ricky.
We have Ricky.
Hey, Ricky. Ricky.
Kathy Bacon. Ashley in Illinois.
Illinois.
Ian in Los Angeles. Pudding Cup. And Andrea. Or Andre. Probably Andrea.
I was going to say Andrea, but
Andrea could be that too. So, welcome everyone.
How y'all doing this evening?
We're back in the land of summer in Florida, and we're happy about
God,
that.
God, I'm
shit.
So glad it's not 20 below outside. Ugh.
Whoa! Like five people just came in at once.
I know.
It's awesome. If
you guys can hear us, and remember to change your name in the chat room.
Yes.
Do / Nick space and then what you want your name to be.
I had it right the first time. It's Andrea.
Oh. Well.
From the Dark Continent.
Oh, Veritable Virgo. And German Bear.
Yay, German Bear. Ricky. Hi, it's German Bear.
Hello, Ricky and Julian.
Hold on. I think I still might have that.
Oh, my God. Why did I know that?
Oh, no, I don't have it.
Oh, womp
damn
womp.
It. Oh, I thought I was going to keep that.
You probably kept it in your private file. You know.
My private file.
Oh, so what do we got going on this evening? Ricky.
Sorry, I was looking up for... Oh, here we go.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian. It's German Bear. I just wanted to say hello to both of you and...
I just like how he says his name and my name, too. So, whatever. Hey. Yeah, I said I want to at least get 20 people in this room.
Tonight. Yeah, I saw that.
And because we never have that many people.
I know.
Archer can get up to like 71 people if he does a live show.
Well, I don't. We're not Archer, apparently.
No, we're not Archer.
Maybe if we say we're retired, then people show up for us.
Right. Or if we're retiring.
We're retired and we're not going to do any more shows. Except for this one I'm doing in 10 minutes.
Right.
So show up for it, because it'll be the last one.
Ooh, did your mic just go out?
No, it popped.
Oh, okay.
But we did some sound testing before we came on the air.
Which is a lot better than we usually do,
yeah.
Which is on air.
Yeah. I love all of you that's in the chat room. I just haven't heard what your voices sound like, except for Veritable Virgo.
Right. And German Bear.
I mean, other than him.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody said that he gets preferential treatment and the rest of them are not special. They're all special.
You guys are all special.
Hey, Drummer Six. He's special.
He's very special.
I wanted to bring up a point here.
Okay.
How come listeners only send you dirty pictures of themselves?
Because they only have my telephone number.
Well,
I'd be more than happy to give them your number if you'd like.
Well, of course you can.
Hey, Tara in Michigan.
I'm
Hey, Brad G.
Tara in Michigan. Love her. She's one of my biggest fans.
Yeah, we have. We're talking
about
that.
She's all about Team Julian.
We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. I got it.
But anyway, it disappoints me that you're the only one that gets dirty pictures sent to you.
Well, I'm the only one that gives out my number. I'm that whorish, I guess.
That, and it's on the bathroom walls of every
gay
bar.
Whatever.
From here to San Francisco.
Yeah. And if German Bear has his way in Germany, too.
Well, I'm sure if you were around him, he'd have his way. Right.
Drummer Stick said he said you could text him with him and you never replied to him.
No.
Yeah, you don't reply to a lot of people's stuff.
I must have missed that.
You must have.
On what?
Facebook, emails that I forward you.
Yes, well,
at least
I do.
I don't know.
I try to. I try to.
Bring it down a notch.
I try. All the emails you send me, except for, you know, like, just like.
The racist ones?
Yeah. I try to reply to, especially, you know, if it's new listeners or somebody that's sending us stuff for the first time.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Drummer Sticks. I must have missed that. Otherwise, I would have sent it to you. But I tell you what, next time I go on Twitter, I will make sure I send it to you. Because okay. I feel bad now.
Awesome. Oh, it was on Twitter. Yeah, he said that you don't respond to him a lot of times sometimes. But maybe it's just because there's so many people Twittering.
There are so many people that I follow that, you know, if I don't go on there for an hour, I've got like 300 missed.
That's interesting because you have...
Yeah.
My mic went out.
Was it your mic?
I think
I thought it was mine.
That's interesting that there's someone Team Julian in the room. Yeah. But no, the interesting thing is you only have 70 people you follow, right? Or 35?
Yeah.
Okay, I have over 300, almost 400 people.
Uh-huh.
And I can still keep up with it.
Well, you spend more time on it than I do. A lot more time.
Oh, somebody just post a picture.
That's
in the, room.
The difference.
Dirty. Oh. You can click it on yours, too.
Okay, that is not you, Veritable Virgo.
That might be him right there.
I suppose it is. But, yeah, I'm talking about pictures of yourself,
yes.
Which the one you forwarded me this morning was very nice, I have
to
say.
Yes, it was very nice. Brad G., are you from Bend Over and Take It Podcast? I can't remember what your last name is. I think it is. I think it's him.
So, anyway, yeah, that was what I'm... was kind of jealous about because they all send you the pictures and
now, oh that was mine
was it oh, are you sure oh
hello
maybe it was just not plugged in good
okay. Yes Drummer Sticks, I did show him the picture of the beer in the south.
Yes, that was funny. He's also sent shown me a couple of the other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not that any of them's been dirty, right. Not that any of them's been dirty, but
just enough for me.
Well, almost enough.
Those
scrubs could have been laying on the floor next to him.
In my room. Let's see. Let's take a serious note here so we want to get this out of the way.
Okay.
But I know a lot of you guys know our friend Lou, who helps us with our video work.
He does a lot of the intros for us.
Right. You'll hear him soon when he does the phone call one. But Lou is a good friend of ours, and he had a friend that passed away this week that he's been friends with for over 10 years.
Yeah.
His like very best friend. And we just want to send out some positive vibes to him, let him know that we're here for him.
Yeah, he's going through a tough time right now, and he's in our thoughts and prayers, and, you know, we...
Hopefully you guys will put them in yours, too.
Yeah, because we love Lou, and he's one of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet in your life.
So. Very sweet, and we love him to death, and we just hope good things happen.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's out of the way.
That's out of the way. Now, what else do you have to talk about, my dear?
I'm going to get started about the teams.
Oh, okay.
So, what was it, Tuesday? Day in American Idol was on.
Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
All of a sudden, there was an uproar in Twitter.
Right.
Over Team Julian, Team Ricky.
Right.
It was crazy. Whoops, did you hear the record?
Yes.
Aww.
Don't repeat
who said that?
That?
Who said that? Did I say that?
I think so.
Whoops.
But continue.
Yeah, we won't repeat that. But anyway, an uproar happened on Twitter. It started off with, the whole thing is that I posted a video of Nicole asking if she could come back to do a couple guest spots.
Which I did not see.
Which Julian had no idea that happened.
Right.
So, and then
somebody posted on Facebook on the Foul Monkeys fan page, just out of the blue, as far as I was concerned, because, you know, It said, put Nicole back on the air. Okay. So I was going through a little extra bit of cray-cray that afternoon. So if you guys have been following the show for the last couple months, that you know they're switching my crazy meds back and forth all the time, and I'm trying to get regulated here. And so I was having a crazy day. So I was at work, and I was feeling angry, and I read that, and I'm like, oh, fuck no. I am so tired of hearing about goddamn Nicole. Nicole, who could not show her ass up to the show and decided she would rather do other things. So anyway, that's how I was feeling that day. So anyway, I'm like, oh, no, not another Nicole comment. I'm like, now I'm on strike, and you get nothing. And the
and then
whoever posted the comment, they're like, oh, I guess I hit a exposed nerve. And I'm like, honey, right now they're all exposed.
So. I just recorded you for 15 seconds. I'm going to put you on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
A slow boat with a hole in it. She's already got a big enough hole for a hole.
No, it's been tight pretty lately. If you know what I'm saying. So then we get on Twitter, and then people are going, and then Holly, Princess Holly started it with putting, giving me a hash sign that said Team Ricky. And then Julian got, there were flames.
Well, I like, Tara in Michigan and a few other people, they're like, and I got a couple of direct messages saying that they will never listen to Foul Monkeys again if I'm not on it, which made me feel good. But then I'm like, I didn't get a hashtag with Team Julian.
So fuck you.
So I didn't say that. So I started it. So Team Julian.
All right, we're sending that photo, or actually that little video, to Twitter right now, so you'll be able to see Julian getting angry.
Brad G, I have been on AntFlow for a couple weeks. You know what? It's coming and going so quickly. I can be extremely irritable 1 hour, and the next hour I'm fine.
It's like hot flashes.
It is, really. I'm so tired of my medications not being worked out, because I've been on antidepressants for probably 10 years mm-hmm. or more. And for most of that time, I was on one, and it worked just fine. Well, it quit working, and they're trying to, you know, switch me and find one that works again. And
right.
And now it's actually a combination of pills that work again. And
how much do we have a combo? A number one.
Yeah.
I'll take a number one with a Prozac and a Xanax.
Yeah. It's an Effexor and a Wellbutrin.
Ian, I'll just say it like that. He said, I like Nicole. She was the one who hooked me in, Ricky. I still remember the episode. Nicole's boobs are like lazy eyes.
Nicole had her funny moments, but she was not very dedicated to the show.
Right.
So
I like Nicole too. I love Julian though. He's a cutie, and he cracks my shit up when he gets all mad.
And see, seeing as how, and I love my girls out there. Mm-hmm. I love my girls, but we have a lot of gay men listeners.
Right.
And honestly, aren't I better eye candy than Nicole?
That is true. I would think so.
Yeah.
But you know how gay people are.
I know they'd rather look at me than Nicole. I got something very important that she doesn't have.
A penis.
Exactly.
Welcome guests 3967 and 3968. Who are you? Please let us know.
We need to know. And we need to know if you sent pictures of your penis to Ricky.
Exactly. Whoa, why does it say dubious intent from 3 to 5? Did we take over?
I don't know.
We didn't.
Daniel Brewer doesn't like me anyway, so. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, we're okay. So
I don't appreciate the hard work he did for the website.
Is that what he said?
Oh yeah.
Because was he serious?
You remember when they changed the chat program?
Yeah.
He went on, started his show, and began railing against me because I wasn't appreciative.
Oh, he was just joking.
Of all the.
I was listening to that. He was just joking. If he was serious, he would have let us know.
But I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a very joking person.
Mm-mm-mm.
you take a lot of things literally.
Yeah, I take things literally unless I know you well enough. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know you well enough, then that's just an insult to me. So
Veritable Virgo says, Nicole's laugh was very infectious, and especially when she got Ricky giggling to the point of passing out, which still, I have.
She still does that.
Yeah, I have been to the point of where I could literally just pass out. I was laughing so hard.
I have to admit, she was hilarious drunk.
Mm-hmm.
She was fucking hilarious drunk that night. I need socks. I'm going to lay down for a minute.
I'm going to throw up on that.
It's two kips.
Two kips.
She's infectious like herpes.
Oh, and they keep coming back, too.
And the hepsies.
She wants to come back, but it's really up to the listeners.
Well, I think it's really up to you since...
Well, I'm like the main...
You're the creator and executive producer.
I'm the god of Foul Monkeys.
You're like the Simon that's not Simon Cowell.
Yes. Not the rich one, the really poor one with shitty microphones.
Yeah. And I'm like Simon Cowell. The talent.
All right. Julian has been muted for a few moments while I gather myself together. Because now I have a button where I could just mute him in and out like that.
Fuck. You, Ricky. All right.
If somebody, one of you guys, copy and paste the video link in the chat room so other people can see it if they're not on Twitter, that would be wonderful.
Ugh, my God.
Speaking of American Idol.
Yes.
We were watching it on Wednesday, and it was very cool. There was some local people that made it.
Yeah, they were actually holding the auditions in Orlando, which is a stone's throw away from us.
Like, 40 minutes, 30 minutes.
So, Rick, I was watching in my bedroom. Ricky keeps coming in talking to me, and he's like watching American Idol standing there talking to me. And, of course, the Latino daddy
from Lakeland.
From Lakeland, our own hometown, was on there, and Ricky's like, ooh, hey, daddy. And then he's like, I wonder where he's from. And they put on there Lakeland, Florida, and Ricky's like, so, you know,
I have to check in my Rolodex.
Ricky will be trying to stalk him soon. But anyway, the girl with the messed up mouth, she was from the same county as us.
Oh, she's from Polk County, too?
Avon Park.
Oh, that's Polk County?
I believe so, yeah.
And then the guy from Stark.
The one at the very last.
He's kind of cute.
The big, beefy country boy.
Hey.
Right. I like that
both
one.
Both Julie and I were like, like, if you could see
actually,
our faces.
Actually, I yelled at Ricky. I'm like, come quick.
And I was like, no, I'm not ready.
Aww.
But yeah, that would be cool to see them actually get pretty far. I mean, they're from our areas. Stark is from the Panhandle, though, right?
It's almost to North Florida. Kind of near where my parents live.
So yeah, that's kind of it's kind of cool to see somebody from Lakeland.
That was
his third time trying out, and he finally made it.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to somebody. They go, "I'm not for sure I'd try out three times."
That's the first person from Lakeland. I believe.
Oh, there's somebody from Tampa too that made it.
Well, from Tampa, yeah, but I mean from Lakeland,
right?
In all nine seasons, that has actually made it to Hollywood,
right?
Because you know we're not exactly a deep pool of talent here.
We're a deep pool of something, and it's not talent.
Except for my friend John.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I know some people that are talented. That,
actually, there are quite a few talented singers here, but just, you know, they're realists and realize that they're probably not going to be the next Kelly Clarkson.
Or Ruben Studdard.
Or Gay Aiken.
Or John, Clay Aiken.
John was singing karaoke. This is several years ago, right after the Clay Aiken, Ruben Studdard season. And these two black guys were in there in the bar with us. And John gets done singing. And they're like, "You Clay Atkins, Clay Atkins."
Atkins.
And John walks by him and looks at me. He's like, "Bitch, I guess I'm the low-carb American Idol." Clay Atkins.
That's funny.
I know.
Hey, drummer sticks.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. Let's see who else is. Guest 3967, who are you? Cub Dukat? Are you new? Are they new?
I haven't seen them before.
Hey, Tara, looks like you're back.
I think guest 3967 may be Amy's sister, Pam, in Seattle.
Who? 3967?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did she say something?
Yeah, earlier she said it's Pam from Seattle.
Hi, Pam. You're awesome.
And the only Pam from Seattle I know is Amy's sister, which I love me some Pam.
She's awesome. She we is. Need to hang out with her next time she's here.
I know. Well,
maybe we can have her on a show.
She's always here for such a limited amount of time.
Right.
And they're always like going to the beach or doing something.
That's true.
So I barely get to see her while she's here.
Yeah, she should. If she's here on a Sunday that we record live, she should be on. Well, even if we're not recording live, right. She can be on a show if she wants.
That would be fun.
You can tell us like girl things.
That's right, because, I mean, I've known a lot of lesbians before, but I've never really been close to any. So I'm sure there's, like, a lot of things about lesbianese I don't know.
Like, is it a myth that you go on your first date and then you have a U-Haul the next one?
Right.
Is that a myth? That's or interesting.
Do your times of the month sync up after a while?
Right, especially if you're a pair or a couple.
Right. let's see.
Oh, how many minutes have we gone?
I don't know.
What's it say?
Well, I don't know.
Tell me. I want to thank Kim Beaver for the next episode's album art. It's
cute.
That's awesome.
Funny. And plus, once you get back to Nicecast, you have to wait for it to roll around.
Oh, what does it say?
I haven't got to it yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Goddamn. 22 minutes.
All right, so let's do an email or a voicemail here. How many people got in the room? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, we need 6 people to have at least 20.
Woohoo!
You people get your friends in here.
So, anyway.
We have to count minutes, Veritable Virgo, because we have to split the show in half. That's how we do it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell us what to do. And I mean it. Yes, Ashley, German Bear's accent is really sexy.
Angry!
Drummer Sticks' accent's pretty cute too, even though it's American.
Well, some people say our accents are cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people say that I have a Southern accent, but
well, apparently
you don't know Southern until I'm drinking. That's when I'm Southern.
And I don't hear it at all. Mm-hmm. I sound more Southern than you.
Yeah, you do. And people like. This isn't really Southern, but when I start drinking,
yeah,
that's really when it comes out. And when I got back from Virginia, I was a little bit.
I didn't notice.
You didn't notice the difference.
I
could tell. I could tell. So
it's because I'm Mexican.
It's because you're Mexican goodness.
We like the Mexican.
We do food and men. Our hombres. Our puppies.
Mira.
Mira! Oh, hey, Finbar. You hear the reindeer around here? All right, here we go. We have a voicemail. You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Franco's in the room.
Hey, Franco.
He finally decided to show his ass up.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead, the great interview podcast. Just want to give you a quick call to let you know that I've been getting caught up on your shows, and I have... apologize for not calling sooner. I had the old number, and I kept getting somebody else. So I just want to give you a quick call and say I love the show, and you guys are hilarious, and keep up the great work. And remember to keep plugging the Ramble Redhead Show at RambleRedhead.com.
Thank you for calling Ramblehead Redhead. You all can check him out at RambleRedhead.com, he just said.
He's so sweet.
Speaking of Ramble Redhead, because he is in the Indiana area, I have announcement to say. For my birthday...
You're going to do Indiana.
I'm going to do the whole state of Indiana and Illinois.
Debbie does the Midwest.
And California, because Tremor Sticks is there.
Ugh.
Anyway... Except for San Francisco, yeah. And we know why.
Wait till we get Ricky to tell you the story about driving through Texas in his car veering south.
So I just want to let everyone know that I will be going to Chicago from March 3rd to the 7th to celebrate my birthday.
You know what? Not to interrupt your story. Go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
But on March 5th, is my birthday, actually, and I want to plan a get-together mm-hmm. on March 5th of the people that are in that area, so I hope some people get to come. I don't know who's close to that area. No, I have a few listeners from that area, but it would be nice to get to know or get to see everyone. I'll be getting there pretty late on the 3rd, around 9:45 at night, so I probably won't do anything. But Friday, I'm hoping to have a get-together and then going out and getting all kinds of fucked up in Chicago.
Sounds like fun.
And hopefully I don't have to pay for any of my drinks.
I'd like to say welcome to Joe and Dallas into our chat room.
Welcome, Joe. Welcome, all dark one.
You know what I'd like to see in Chicago?
What's that?
The Married with Children fountain.
I'll take a picture of that mm-hmm. if we're around that area. I will be staying in the Edgewater area. I don't know where that is.
Okay.
So hopefully everyone that is in the area, how many people we have in the room?
I don't know.
Ooh, count them while I'm talking.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be in the Edgewater area. I'm going to stay with my friend Brad. So, but I'll be free any of that time. I think maybe he has to work a little bit or some days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be free to go around the city and all that stuff. So
16.
16? Ooh, four more.
It's what he usually says on a Saturday night. Four more.
Ashley, you're going to come to Chicago and see me?
Oh,
that's so sweet. Hey, Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. It's in the room. Welcome to one of our local listeners and a dear friend of mine.
Oh.
Glenn.
Oh.
What?
Poppy.
What? Oh, goodness.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hello.
Hey.
I like the tattoos, too. That's
me
hot.
Me, too. That is hot. His glasses are cute. They kind of look like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drummer Sticks. Now, I think maybe you should be on the bed, but just saying.
So dirty. But we loves it.
So, all right, let's end the show. Remember Chicago, well, March 3rd through 7th.
We're going to end the show for recorded purposes.
Right, and then we'll be back with it.
Because I don't want anybody in our chat room leaving.
No, don't leave. Thank you for downloading episode 257. Yeah, 257.
Yeah.
You can find or call us at 206-984-FOWL.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us awesome stuff, which I didn't get to talk about what I wanted to talk about on the next part.
Okay.
You can send us awesome stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. You can find me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys or Facebook at Ricky_Burton.
You can follow me at Twitter or Facebook at J.C. Marple. That's J-C-N-A-R-P-L-E. For the
I can spell y'all.
Zillion and a half people that spell my name wrong. I know everybody else does it, gets it wrong, so I'm sure.
Oh, we didn't play the phone call song. I did the phone call.
Okay. It's okay, honestly.
Ready, okay. Do you know which intro I played?
Yeah, my ass is all big and ragged out.
Okay. Could you say that again?
My ass is all big and ragged out.
I will make sure I take that out and put it in, so every time we play something.
Thanks.
We'll make sure that's in there.
Thanks.
All right, so Drummer Sticks, I'm going to post that on Twitter. Is that okay? Can I do that? Because he said I can post the picture for Veritable Virgo, or I can email it to him. Either way, just let me know.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.